John, set the stage. What exactly happened when the operations manager came to the station, and described the nature of the station where this incident occurred?
Sure. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9. It's a unique news station. It covers Long Island, and it's dedicated just to Long Island. So we located the studio right in the concourse of Long Island MacArthur Airport. So when the our morning show starts at 6 a.m., our operations director gets there at 5 a.m. So when he walked into the studio, the airport is quiet at that time. And in the section of the airport that we're in, there's not a lot of activity at 5 a.m. So when he walked up to the studio door, it's a glass booth in the airport, there were large stickers, looked like shipping label stickers, pasted on the windows of the studio with F. Trump all over it. So, he was a little shaken. And, for somebody to do that, to be that brazen, to do that in an airport where you got to know there were video surveillance cameras and, airport police. So he was a little shaken, but he went in. They did the morning show. They didn't mention anything on the air, but they did notify Long Island MacArthur Airport Police, who came, took a report, and they are reviewing video cameras now as we speak.
Be interesting to find out how these perpetrators pulled it off. Airports are among the most secure places. And, interestingly, when it's quiet in an airport in the early morning, that's even an easier time to be spotted for that type of thing.
I would think so. This is in an airport that is outside the TSA security zone. So this is right when you walk in. So if you're dropping somebody off, it's right when you walk into the airport. Long Island MacArthur Airport is a regional airport, so it doesn't start a lot of flights until about 6:30 in the morning. But no one would be going in for a flight. No one would be in this section of the airport. This is our studio is over by baggage claim. But still, you would think that they're going to look at the cameras and be able to spot who did this pretty quickly.
How long has your studio been located at the airport?
We've been there for 6 years. And we've never had, I shouldn't say never. We had a couple of people come to the studio, when we did some debates between some political candidates. We had some protesters at the studio. But everything was peaceful. We've never had any vandalism at the radio station. But it does give you cause to reflect and think about, we operate a Spanish radio station. We operate, the news station. So it does give you, some thought about maybe securing the facilities a little better.
Well, certainly anybody in today's world who has any kind of opinion publicly has to think about security. It's a far cry from the days when anybody could, in the early part of my broadcasting career, anybody could pull into the driveway or go up the elevator if it was in an office building, walk in the station and walk into the studio. It was such a different atmosphere. With today's polarization and people with chips on their shoulders and all of that, there is a level of, shall we say, anxiety that this environment produces. And I would think it's real interesting doing it in such a public place as an airport. It's got to be heightened.
Absolutely. I think about it all the time. With the way that, syndicated shows are delivered now, people think Sean Hannity is actually in our studio. They think Brian Kilmeade is broadcasting from right here in Ronkonkoma. So, there are times when people come up and they want to drop stuff off for them or, a letter or a comment. And you could walk right in. And I remember the days, too. Even at a music station where a local artist could walk right into the studio and bring you his cassette tape.
Yes, I used to have that happen, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Those days, my friend, are over.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about it. Now, you're a 24-hour operation, so what do you do in the middle of the night? Was anybody on the air or in the studio when it happened?
We are on the air, but we are on the air live and local at night, but we don't do it from the airport studio. We do it from the main studio, which is about a mile down the road. So they go to the airport studio at 6 a.m. and stay there right until 6 p.m. And then at 6 p.m. we cut operations back over to the main broadcast facility.
I've heard of, you know, stations broadcasting from casinos and certainly at the mall or in storefronts. The idea of broadcasting from an airport is kind of unique, at least in my experience. Was it difficult or tricky working out a deal with airport authorities to put a radio station in an airport environment?
The only tricky part was we built it in the winter. You know, we did the deal, you know, years ago, and the construction was in January and February. And on the roof of the concourse building, where we were putting up the STL receiver, STL dish, you know, we were dressed in, you know, pretty, you know, hooded jackets with black, you know, ski masks on. So we notified, you know, Homeland Security that we were going up on the roof. We did have to get TSA clearance. We had to have some staff members take the security course to go through secure areas. And, you know, we bring a lot of clients there. It's a real showcase. So when we do, we have to pre-check, clear them through TSA and Homeland Security. So that's always a little bit unnerving for our clients when we tell them, listen, no pocket knives, razor blades. Don't bring anything. Just bring your ID when you come to the radio station.
Right. What about the actual deal to have a radio station there? Who did you deal with? Is it the government?
This facility is owned by the town of Islip. Mm-hmm. They own and operate the airport. So we dealt with the town, and it was a real cool partnership. You know, they wanted a little more exposure for this regional airport that's doing 2.1 million people from Long Island to destinations such as Orlando, Tampa, West Palm, Baltimore. And, you know, an airport's a business, and they wanted the advertising as well.
I see.
So it was a pretty cool idea for them. And, you know, we wanted to put ourselves as Long Island's local news and information station. We wanted to put ourselves in front of as many people as we could. And Long Island, unlike New York City, has a lot of unique villages and destinations, but not one central point. There's no Fifth Avenue and 34th Street. So this was our central point, you know. It was either this or a shopping mall. So, you know, for Long Island. So
yeah. Well, airports are growing, and shopping malls are shrinking, and airports are growing. You know, I started my career on Long Island. Of course, it was in Nassau County back then, and I grew up on Long Island a number of years ago. And I remember when the MacArthur Airport was, kind of a rumor that those of us in Nassau County, which is, of course, for those listening to this, closer to New York City, Long Island has become extremely populated and certainly more urban in many ways than it was when I was a kid. There was all farms. But I remember that MacArthur was, hey, there's this airport out there. It was like, really? Do they actually fly planes out of Suffolk County? And now you're mentioning millions of people going through it. It's remarkable the growth that area has enjoyed.
Yeah, 3.1 million people, and the island is stretching east. And, you know, I, too, grew up in Nassau County, and, you know, I used to get hives when I would cross over Route 110. You know, we never went over Route 110.
Right.
But now it's, it's as popular. It's, you know, 1.4 million in Suffolk and 1.3 in Nassau. So, you know, Suffolk County has become a very, you know, large metropolis and very urban. And the airport, you know, has two main carriers, Frontier and Southwest. And, you know, they're pitching, they're trying, they just got a grant from the federal government to expand and pitch for more carriers to come into this hub. So, yeah, we welcome the growth.
And it's a wonderful place to have a news and a talk station because so much of that Suffolk County culture is unique to Suffolk County and Long Island, as opposed to being in the shadow of New York City radio stations or the ones that leak into Long Island rather loudly from the South Shore of Connecticut. One more question for you. You mentioned Hannity and Brian Kilmeade are both on your station, and they are indeed conservatives. Does your station during the rest of the day feature local talk shows, or does it have news broadcasts? What's the nature of the broadcasting that you do aside from Hannity and Kilmeade, who are lightning rods of controversy? Do you tilt in a conservative way so that Trump haters would see you as a real target of their anger?
That's a great question. You know, We are live and local in the morning with the local morning show produced and presented from right from that studio. Afternoons, we are live and local with a call-in show from a local gentleman, Tom Shalero, does a show, and he is a Democrat, and he has his Democratic views. We also have a local nighttime show, and Frank McKay, who is the chair of the New York State Independence Party, does a show. So we try to balance, you know, as much as possible. Chris Hahn, who is the, you know, Democratic lightning rod for that party, you know, does a show on the station. And the reason we took Kilmeade and Hannity is they're both Long Islanders, and this is their hometown station. You know, Kilmeade, you know, lives, you know, 10 minutes from the station. Sean Hannity is about 20. So, you know, we didn't take syndicated shows to, you know, just pull something off the bird and save money and save time. We specifically sought out these two hosts because they are so Long Island and so neutral to this area. So, and I like to think, Mike, that we are, you know, fair and balanced, and we do both sides. I mean, Long Island is a very, you know, an area that has, you know, very much opinionated area. We share Democrats, we share, you know, Republicans. You know, the CD, the congressional districts 1 and 2 are Republican now. Congressional districts 3 and 4 are Democratic. So, you know, there's always a fight here. So I try to think that we do a good job of being fair and balanced.